Bow our heads in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again we come before you, and we ask, O God, that your Holy Spirit not only touch our hearts and our lives, but to help us as we hear your word, that we will see what you have to say to us, and that we will take it to heart, living for you. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture text for today is found in Matthew chapter 11, beginning at verse 25 to the end of the chapter. Let us stand at the reading of God's holy word. Matthew 11, beginning at verse 25. Then at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babies. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. These were thy words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Thy word is eternally true. Amen. You may be seated. As we look at this portion of scripture, we see Jesus not only talking to the people before what we read, but throughout this whole chapter, he had taken and he had been working not only with the individuals, but leaders of the church and of the cities that he had preached in. Those leaders of the cities and of the synagogues or the churches had refused to listen to him, and they had refused to obey and to do his will. If we were to go back into Isaiah, there's a couple of things here that we could look at, and one of them is, O Zion, you bring good tidings. Get up into the high mountains, O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings. And we see that when Jesus was sent into the world by God himself, that he brought good tidings because he fulfilled the law of God. He fulfilled what had been promised from way back into Abraham's time and even into Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Although the Jews at that time and the people did not recognize this as the Messiah, we find that there are people today that will not accept the Messiah or will not accept Jesus Christ. We find that there are people who will go against the grain, so to speak, because they are so intent on living their life for what they can get. I met a man not so long ago, and he says, you know, the Old Testament doesn't talk about Jesus, and so it talks about the Messiah. And there are many scripture verses in the Old Testament that does this, and it relates to Jesus' coming. The New Testament explains much of the Old Testament, and it explains it in language that we can hear and understand. It explains it that Jesus came in the glory of God. It explains that Jesus came to feed us, to give us water to drink, and that's of the spiritual water and the spiritual life that we can have in Jesus Christ. It also shows, and Jesus says here, he talks to the cities, he says, you know, it is be easier for Sodom and Gomorrah, which when they were destroyed, as you know, they were into homosexuality very deeply, and God says, I will destroy them, and Abraham says, if you find 50 people there, are you going to destroy those cities? And God says, no, I won't do it. And Abraham kept going down until he got down to 10. And he says, if there's 10 there, and God says, I will not destroy those cities if I find 10 righteous people in them. He could not find 10. And if you remember the story, Lot and his wife and two daughters left. The sons-in-laws would not come. But so you find only 4 people leaving, and even one of them turned back to see what was going on. And so you only had 3 that was left that came out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And that land was destroyed, and today is still desert even to this day, and will be until the return of Jesus when he comes and rules the world. Then it tells us that that land will again produce and will be lush with fertile soil and give fertile crops, and birds and fish and so forth will go back into that area and live. We find if we look into the history and the things going on in that part of the country today, they're piping in water to the Dead Sea from the Red Sea. Now you have to realize the Dead Sea is somewhat 1,200 feet below sea level, so it's all downhill as far as the ocean is concerned, and they can just dig a trench or a pipeline and put it in there. So we see these things happening. But Jesus says, you know, he thanked God for not showing this onto those that are wise in this world. And we see that we must have the faith as a small child. As a child trusts his mother and dad, so this is the faith we are to have in Jesus Christ, that we trust him as we did our parents when we were small. If our dad or mother says, I will take care of you, no harm is going to come upon you, we put our complete confidence in him. And if the mother told us, don't worry, nobody's going to get you at night, even though it's dark, we will protect you. And we relied on that trust. God wants us to rely on Jesus Christ and on the trust that he has sent Jesus into the world to die on Calvary's cross. Jesus was rejected, he was ridiculed, he was made fun of, and in the end, they nailed him on the cross so that he could not get down, and he died there, shedding his blood down on that cross. And we at the foot of that cross find that that blood covers us of our sin as we put our trust in Jesus Christ. And as we put our trust in Jesus Christ, we find that we can hear him saying, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We can shout it from the mountaintops, and we're told to do this, to be willing to stand up for God regardless where we are or regardless of what situation we may be in. Jesus says, come unto me, trust me, believe in me, and I will give you life and give it to you more abundantly. And in our epistle lesson, as we read that, we find that we should rejoice forevermore, that we can rejoice in what God has done for us. In John chapter 6, verse 35 and on, we read Jesus says, he that believes in me will never hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst. He puts it this way, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. You know, when the Israelites were going through the wilderness, God sent them manna, and they got tired of that manna, and they wanted meat. God sent them quail, and they were so greedy and hungry for it, they got sick while they ate it because they didn't cook it or anything like that, but they ate it half raw. And they got God says, I will give you this meat, and it'll come out of your nostrils in sickness because you did not obey what I told you. He sent them manna, and so for 40 years he took care of them in the desert. He made sure their clothes didn't wear out. He made sure they had water to drink from the rock. And we find that all of this happened, and Jesus was there with them, leading them and guiding them. Yet we find when Kore took and went against Moses and Aaron, the earth opened up and killed some 23,000 people because they rebelled against God's anointed, which was Moses. Moses didn't try and think himself important. Moses says, I am a servant of God. I am not worthy to be called your servant. And God says, I am going to use you. And he did. And God tells us the same thing, that he will use us as we put our trust and our faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. We realize that Jesus has come into the world, that Jesus came to save us and to reconcile us back to him. So we find that as we read the Word of God, we will not hunger and we will not thirst because we are filled by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will live in us, through us, and help us as we read and study the Word of God, that as we do this, we will find that we will find the discernment, the wisdom, and the knowledge that God has for each one of us. And then Jesus goes on to say, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. And I say to you that you have seen me and yet you do not believe. He's talking to many of the people today, and he's talking to many of us today, even if we refuse to have Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. You see, God poured the Holy Spirit out upon man at Pentecost. And at Pentecost, as he poured that Spirit out on man, that Holy Spirit convicts each one of us. We are dead in trespasses and sin. And the wages of sin is death. We know that it's through the Holy Spirit that convicts us of that sin. And we realize the importance of having to do something about it. So we come to Jesus Christ at the foot of the cross, asking him to forgive us of our sin, that we will trust in him, and that he is first in our life and in all that we say or do. We find that so very, very plainly, and we find that this is what Scripture tells us. Then it goes on and it tells us, Jesus says, I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but him that sent me. And we find there too that Jesus, as he tells us to come unto him, we can find that the labor that he has for us is very easy and very light. He says, do not render unto anyone evil for evil, but to love all people. Does that mean we let them walk all over us? No. But we pray for them, and we ask God to help us love them and to help us to stand up for the truth of Jesus Christ in all things, regardless of the cost, even if it's our life, that we pray that the Holy Spirit will help us in regardless of the situation. And we find even in this country that it's getting more and more where Christianity is being attacked. And as Christianity is being attacked, they are taking more and more and trying to put Christianity out of business, if you want to call it that way. But they want us to tolerate the wrong, and yet we have to stand up for Christ. And we say, Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. You see, I can love you in the Lord, but I cannot agree with your way of life. I cannot agree that you have to see what you can get in this world for yourself. I do agree that we do have to work in this life to make a living. But I also tell you that we must have Jesus Christ leading us, guiding us, giving us the wisdom and the knowledge that we need day by day to stand up for him. Because as we have Christ in our heart, it says we have left sin and that we have Jesus first in our life. Does that mean physically we don't sin? No, but we know where we can go to have forgiveness. And we ask God daily then, not only for his blessings, his mercy and his grace every day, but we are willing to listen to the Holy Spirit as it speaks to us day by day or nudges us when we're speaking to someone else. You know, I have stood with people and listened to them tell off-colored stories or so forth. And I used to be where, you know, should I say something or not? And we find many times we don't because we're fearful. Yet if the Spirit nudges you or convicts you to speak the Word of God and tell them, why are you taking the name of my Lord in vain? Why are you making fun of my Jesus? Why are you making fun of the one that saved me, even if you don't believe it? I stand up for my Jesus, and I want you to know that regardless what happens in my life, I want to be able to praise the Lord. I pray that my sensitivity will stay away, that it is you, Lord Jesus, that I will serve. And in the scheme of things, if you want to put it that way, we have Jesus first in our lives. We have Jesus first in all that we do. Lord, help us to pray and thank you for the day. Lord, help us to pray and thank you for the rest. Help us, Lord, to see the goodness and mercy that you give us each day. And help us then that we do not hunger and thirst after your word, because we have the word and we can study it. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to understand it, to be able to discern it, to have the wisdom that we need, and that we would be willing to stand up for God regardless of the cost to us. And we can find this so very, very plainly. For we know that it's the love of God in our lives that has protected us and kept us and give us that mercy every day. And that we know that God's burden is not heavy, but it is light. His burden that he wants us to carry is one that he carries for himself, and he helps us to carry it. He tells us that we are heirs with him unto salvation, and because we are heirs with Christ, we will inherit and have our citizenship in heaven with God the Father. If we look at the New Jerusalem, as we've talked about before, it's about 1,500 square miles, and it would take up half of the United States if you set it there. And think of all the rooms that Christ has gone to prepare for you and for me. And he has done it because we have Christ first in our heart and in our life. And he says, I have made a room for you. And if I have gone to make a room for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. In Thessalonians, we're told that God says when the trumpet of God blows, the dead in Christ will rise, and we who are alive and remain will be caught up together in the air with him and forever be there with him. We'll put on immortality. We'll put on incorruption. And Paul says, we don't know how we'll be changed, but we know we will be like Christ, and that all the former things will be forgotten. God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. And he tells us in Revelation, he says, blessed is the man who takes part in that first resurrection, because then the second one has no part or no effect on you. That first resurrection is the one in which we have Christ and Christ crucified for our sins. We have given our hearts and our lives to him, not only in mind, but in our heart completely, saying, Lord Jesus, I come before you and I kneel before you and I proclaim your name. And it's told us, it says, every name, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord before God Almighty. Even those that aren't saved are going to confess this, even though they have rejected Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Everyone will confess it before God the Father Almighty. When judgment comes, he says, I will bring my reward with me. And as he brings his reward with him, how will your reward be? How will mine be? Are we going to be rewarded and hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant? Or are we going to hear him say, depart from me, I never knew you? You see, so many of us, many times we might want to play religion, yet we have to give our hearts and our life to Jesus Christ. And he has to be first in all that we say or do. If we aren't willing to have him first, willing to let him lead us, willing to have him convict us if we're doing wrong, willing to have him prod us on and to speak the words that he wants us to speak to others. Being instant, in season, out of season, rebuke, reproof, he tells us, the word of God before man, upholding and lifting up those that are in Christ and giving them encouragement and strength to walk and continue on. And those that aren't walking with the Lord, warning them of the things to come if they continue rejecting him. We come to Jesus. Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you. My yoke is light. I will do the carrying. I will do the pulling. You just trust in me, and we will make it as you trust in me day by day. He asks us then to give our hearts and our lives to him, not only today, but every day. Not only on Sunday, but all through the week. Not only when we're young, but even when we're old. All the way to the time when he calls us out of this world, we find that we have to have Jesus first in our lives. Jesus first in all that we do. That he has all honor, all glory, and that all honor and glory goes to him and not to us. Lord, help us to live for you. Help us to love you because you first loved us. Help us, O God, to live for you in such a way people will see you. And at this time, we are not only thankful for what you have done for us, but we can be thankful that you have saved us and brought us into your kingdom. I pray, O Lord, you'll be with us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us turn to 149.
Thanks to God for my Redeemer, thanks for all thou dost provide, thanks for times but not a memory, thanks for